الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لاتبعتم الشيطان إلا قليلا. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that whenever any happening happens, anything happens, then it is not right that each and everyone just starts publicizing it and, like on today's time, put it on the social medias, etc. A person should first verify whether it is true or not. It comes in the hadith that whatever we hear and we start speaking and we pass it on without verifying, even if it is the truth, but we did not verify, that is enough to record a person by Allah Ta'ala as a liar. And the punishment for lying is very severe also, that the cheek will be cut from where the lips meet up to the ears continuously, one side and then the other side. By then this side will be again fixed up and again this will be cut. So this will carry on as a punishment for lying. And the other is, even if it is true and correct, but every news is not supposed to be publicized. Today, according to Western standards we follow, and we feel that whereas they themselves also don't publicize everything, their laws are something else for people and for themselves. They have got different levels and different standards of laws. They have got all double standards, whether it is freedom of speech. When it comes to matters of Islam, then they curb it. When it comes to their own matters, then they sanction it. So all these things, they have double standards. So whereas in Islam, the instruction is completely clear that whatever happens, first refer it to the seniors, to the elders, and let them decide whether this should be publicized and be made known in public or not. After that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. اور اگر نہ ہوتا فضل اللہ کا تم پر اور اس کی مہربانی, and had not been the fadl of Allah, that is His mercy, His kindness, what that He gives which you did not work for, that is fadl, just free of charge Allah gives. If that was not there and Allah's rahmat was not there, لَتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, تو البتہ تم پیچھے ہو لیتے شیطان کے مگر تھوڑے. Then there is no doubt that all of you should also follow shaitan, but very few of you should have got saved. That is, if Allah's fadl and Allah's rahmat in the form of sending the Quran Sharif, if that was not with us, in the form of sending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was not sent to us, and this great effort which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam did, and how he taught the Quran Sharif and encouraged very greatly that the Quran Sharif must be read, it must be taught, it must be learned, it must be practiced upon. If all that was not there, we can well imagine what our condition should have been. Like before Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam came, what was the condition of the Arabs? What was the condition of the people of the world? All were completely lost in complete darkness. As Allah Ta'ala says in other ayat, وَإِن كُنْتُم مِّن قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Before that, you were totally unmindful. فِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. You were in complete misguidance. So this, we should appreciate this great ni'mat of the Quran Sharif, and we should make shukr to Allah that He sent it to us. And then He sent Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, who loved the Quran Sharif and taught us the practical application of the Quran Sharif. So these are great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah says, but very few should have got saved. Like for example, ulama write, like Warqa ibn Nawfal, who Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha took Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to, though he was of the time of before the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he had seen the truth and he testified to the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, when you will appear and your nubuwwat will be made known, if I lived at that time, I will follow you. But he had passed away before that. And other people, or very few other people also, that Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was also long before the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was established on the truth completely. However, he lived in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, accepted Islam, and was one of the great sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this ayat we are encouraged that we should make shukr to Allah that He has chosen, that He has given us the Quran, He has given us the teachings of the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And in our times also, that was before the coming of Islam. And now that we have Islam with us also, but about almost 80%, 90% of the people of the world still are living in darkness. They have no idea, no clue of the beautiful teachings of Quran Sharif, of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we must make shukr that Allah has blessed us with the teachings of the Quran Sharif and with the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. More than that, Allah Ta'ala has given us the details of deen also. But what is our appreciation? How much do we apply ourselves to deen? The 80-90% who are on misguidance, they are involved in dunya all the time, in accumulating wealth, amassing properties in sports, in entertainment, in layani, fuzur, useless things. And we should think, how much aren't we also following them? Whether it is their lifestyle of going for holidays, of living how they live, dressing how they dress, etc. When we have got the Quran Sharif and the Hadith, we should have been examples to them all the time, not that we follow in their way of life. Unfortunately today, to a great extent, our thinking also has become like that. We don't think according to Quran and Hadith. We think according to how the kuffar think. We want to sort out our problems also. Even deeni matters, even our scholars, they use the Western methods to practice, to propagate deen, whether it is TV or YouTube, etc. All the haram things, the intermingling of sexes, etc. Music also now is acceptable to them. So all this is the gross disappreciation of the great ni'mat of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Allah reminds us of His great favors here, but we unfortunately seem to follow and choose the way of the non-believers. May Allah ta'ala open our blind eyes before it is too late. When maut will come, everyone will realize. But after that, there is nothing but punishment if we did not correct ourselves. And the severe and terrible punishment in the qabr that will meet us, may Allah save us. If we realize before that, make tawbah and correct ourselves and become sincere and true Muslims according to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sunnah, then we will also have to die, but then we will go into a life of great bliss and enjoyment and pleasure forever till the day of Qiyamah, and after that even more enjoyment, and then the greatest enjoyment in Jannah, and even more greater when we will meet and see Allah Ta'ala. So the choice is ours, which route we want to take. Just follow our nafs and desires, what makes people happy, and just live it for this dunya, or whether we want to live for the akhirat and where our eternal life will be. May Allah give us proper understanding and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.